Donna.
Barbara's here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You sound tired.
Too much coffee.
Okay.
Coffee's making me tired. You ask good questions. That was you, right? Asking all the questions?
Okay, I didn't quite understand. Let me put it a little bit lower. I have kind of like, I have it too high.
That was you asking questions, right? That was you asking questions, right?
I said, are you tired? I heard a deep sigh, so I figured if you like me when I sit down.
Oh, no. I mean during class. During class. I learn a lot from your questions.
Oh.
Martha?
There was a time and I didn't answer. I didn't say a word.
I didn't know enough to say a word.
Maybe it was someone else. Someone else.
And
okay.
Then I had, yes, this is Malka. That just came up.
Okay.
I have to tell you, Malka came to my class. There was no room. And somehow we moved some little carts out and brought two little, put them in the corner.
Put her in the corner with a little snack table. And
I'm just glad that it turned out that after a couple of weeks, someone dropped out. So it all worked out. But if I would have said, I'm sorry, the class is full, you can't come in. And if she wouldn't have been, willing to sit in the corner with a notebook and on top of it, a snack table, well, we'd have never met.
Oh,
that's a wonderful
great.
Person.
Thank you,
yeah.
Anna.
Okay, are you Meryl? I wanted to introduce you all, but I'm not sure. Oh, name's
I'm
myself.
Miriam.
Miriam. Okay, I thought I'd been hearing Meryl. Okay, huh, Meryl. So Miriam and Malka.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. I've been on and off for the last 5 years.
Oh, okay.
My progress is slow. The Tanakh is patient. He's more patient than he acts like. He pretends like he is
slow. We're all slow.
I told him I didn't want to come to the circumcision class. It just didn't seem like, what am I going to get out of that? But I listened yesterday and I go, oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, we got more than we're bargained for. This chapter was really, I don't know, it just opened up, so much.
I just couldn't understand. I keep getting in my own way with my own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was for boys.
We just get a little bit braver, to ask before we do.
My husband will say, "What are you learning about today?" Well, Tanakh's the reason why I married my husband, so. Guess what, honey? Guess what I learned today? I didn't know there was so much to know.
Oh, goodness. Well, this is the first time I haven't had my husband with me. He usually, does everything I did. He he wasn't. He had his preconceived idea of what Kabbalah was. But he's coming around a little bit.
He reminds me when I'm missing or if I'm late. So that's a good
question.
Oh, good evening. Good
evening. Yeah, I'm going to try to mute myself.
Okay.
It's first going to start at 6. So we can do it. So we're on Pasuk 256, that's Parashat Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary. And we'll start with the Rishon LeChuk. Rishon LeChuk, Bichab Lechul, Rishon Kehbi, Hilu Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu Urchibu, Leachta, Leshem, Yodhe Bavalche, the Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Lilud Torah Mitzvah, La Sof Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amaduna Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Ponenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Ponenehu. Dikiv Ko Yihyeh Zarecha, Utana Zarecha, Zarecha Mamash, Gahawa Sharei Lemei Al Bahai Kayam, Uman Bishare Lime Al Bahai Kayam Al Ugine Ka Giorabit Gazar Yetedek Ikre Begin Dilata Migiza Tadisha Beit Gazaru. We all da mandi al bahai shimeya tahai. The translation, as it is written, so, the Hebrew word is ko, shall your seed be. And we have learned that your seed is actually your seed. And this means that ko, which is malchut, shall be his actual seed. He started to enter to this covenant, and whoever starts to enter is actually enter to this covenant, which is Malchut, that is called Ko. Therefore, a proselyte who is circumcised is called a proselyte of righteousness, because he does not come from the holy seed that was circumcised, and he starts to enter the covenant, and whoever starts to enters in Malchut. So whoever enters this, namely Malchut, that is called righteousness, is called by this name a proselyte of righteousness. And this is the verse that we didn't quite finish yesterday. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This relates to potential converts who have already been circumcised prior to their conversion. And as I read this in the Aramaic this time, I noticed something that I've had discussions about in other places. And the term is a ger tzedek. And I didn't notice that yesterday when I read it. But again,
I underlined the word yesterday, so it kind of stood out to me, but I did underline this word.
Okay. A ger tzedek is a... Where my discussions came from was from Rabbi Sutton, and he was trying to explain the concept, and it's written about in the Tanya, that there are different levels of righteousness, different levels of tzaddikim, and just like there, when you start to read the Tanya, that talks about two levels of Rashaim, two levels of evil people, two levels of righteous people. And then the center one is, the middle one is the Benoni, the average person who's a little bit righteous and a little bit evil. And the Ger Tzedek is the lower level of the Tzadikim. It's somebody who is doing righteousness consistently, and yet has not reached the completion of everything that is a righteous person. So he might be righteous in a certain area of his life, but not in all areas of his life. And that kind of makes a little bit of a difference in what my comment is. It gives a different perspective on it, another way of understanding the same verse. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I missed your whole explanation. Today is Tony's birthday, so he's getting telephone calls all day long. And that call, I felt he's in the bathtub, so taking a bath. So that's why I had to mute and pick it up and say call him later. But I'll listen to the recording.
Okay. Let's go on to verse 456. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned a little bit of extra about the word seed. And you made a comment like you really hadn't pondered it yet or something, but I'm wondering if you could expound on that again. Do you remember?
It's a subject that there's probably 30 hours of lectures by Rabbi Berge over the concept of a seed, because he uses it as a metaphor and an explanation and a way to consider. You have a tree. Where does the tree come from? It comes from the seed that is in the fruit of the previous generation. A seed in the fruit, if the fruit falls to the ground while the seed is still in the fruit, it does not grow into a tree. But if you remove seed from the fruit and transfer it into the plowed ground, you dig a little hole and you plant the seed, that seed will grow into a tree. Now, how does it grow into the tree? The seed has the root, which is Chachma. It has the trunk, which is Bina. It has the branches, which are Zerantin. It has the flowers, which are Malchut, but they're really Yesod of Zerantin. And then you have the fruit that comes from the flower after it's been pollinated. So all components of the tree are in the seed. And the seed is the Keter. When the root goes down and the trunk comes up, the seedling takes place. The seed itself disappears. It has to disappear because it's not part of the tree. It creates the tree, but it's not part of the tree. And then there's another level to understand the seed. Because why does the seed in the fruit not grow a tree? When it comes out of the fruit, it will grow a tree. And the explanation for that is in order to connect to creation, the Malkut has to rise to the level of the old Keter. And what does that mean? You have a seed, which is the Malkut, in the fruit, which is the Malkut. So you have Malkut of Malkut. But when you take it out and you put it in the atmosphere, that is like it's connecting to the Keter of the old tree, of the tree that's already manifested. But by connecting to the Keter of the old tree, the Malchut of Malchut has risen and connected to that old Keter to receive the energy of creation. And remember what the idea of the Tzimtzum is, that Malchut rises to Keter. And when it rises to Keter, the desire to receive dissipates. The seed no longer is the Malchut when it rises to Keter. It is not the same energy. It's getting the energy to create, but it's not creating until it goes back into the earth. But it needs the energy of creating, which is the rising through the atmosphere. And I know that what I just explained to you is very quick, and there's many different levels to understand it. But when I said there's like 30 hours of 10 luminous emanations on this concept of the seed, and the seed is considered Chachma. So we have the seed that goes into the ground, and that's when the seed disappears. It grows into the root, because the root must start going down in order before the branch can start to come up. And the strength of the branch is a function of the strength of the root. So now that I've made everything as clear as mud, do you want to continue the conversation with questions, or shall we go on?
Well, I'm glad I asked the question and heard it repeated. Because
the answer was really clear, and I understand that, and I apologize.
No,
but the question is really much too broad to be answered easily.
Yeah. Well, today I was cleaning a bell pepper, you know, and all the center has all the seeds. And,
right.
And I don't know, that was on my mind.
And I'm not sure how bell peppers grow, other than a bell pepper is a bush, not a tree. So I'm not sure if the bell pepper is spiked whole, or do you have to take the seeds out?
Well, when they dry them, it was just the idea that it was seeds, and it made me think of the word seed. And before the connection that we had to the verse, when you mentioned that, it was a little bit different than all the other meanings, which was a reminder to me not to forget that one word can have many frames of reference. And when I was cleaning that bell pepper, I thought of that word. So it didn't matter if it was a tree or a truck. It brought me back to that verse today. So I'm glad. I'm glad you named the part and connected it to the Sephi Road again. Those are the kinds of things you got to hear over and over.
Well, as as you were talking, I remembered the Hebrew word for seed is zera. And when you're talking about masturbation, the ejaculation is, you know, if it's a wasted seed, that terminology, it's using the word zera, which is Zion Reish, actually.
Well, I know there's a volume of time with that name. I'm wondering if it's the same word in Genesis and Garden.
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go to verse 457.
Okay.
Avraham beginka kiti beya ko ye zarecha zarecha mamash beit basar leya e aleph itcha baru tirein hahin tachada Yolidu le'ela umay v'nafak minay hu yud b'ginei ka yud at resha de'yitha v'kar v'kan sha'arei d'kura le'it hashta v'yalda kiti ki b'yitzak Ikare lecha zara, v'yitzak v'la b'cha, yitzak olid le'ela diktiv, v'yitzen emet le'yakov, Yaakov ashlim olam. The translation. This is why it is written of Abraham. So, ko, shall your seed be, which means your seed exactly, because the term ko, which is the lower hay, namely Malchut, shall actually be your seed. Therefore, he was given the hay. As he continues to explain how Malchut becomes his seed, he says the two hays, which are Bina and Malchut, are joined together. After Abraham rose to the first hay, the lower hay, Malchut, rose up to him, and the two joined together. Then they gave birth up there in Bina. And what issues from those, as the left column is formed, is a yud. This is why yud, which is the aspect of the male, is the first letter of the name Isaac. From here the male expands, because from the secret of the yud, the male starts to expand. Because of this it is written, for in Isaac shall your seed be called. It says in Isaac and not in you. Isaac bore above, as it is written, you shall show truth to Jacob, who completed everything. We've also read this verse yesterday as well. My commentary on 457, the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Continuity flows from Isaac after the human becomes a tzaddik. Seed is a code word for continuity. Questions on the seed box. I believe somebody's driving with the window open because I'm hearing this background noise.
Thank you. I'm going to be.
Appreciate it. Does anybody have any questions or comments on 457? Because we did discuss this yesterday.
Well, I think the main part. I do remember saying that we knew that Abraham got the hay, but in this verse, well, we were told his DNA changed, but this verse explained how it changed. But I thought what you said yesterday about that Isaac is the beginning of the correction, not Abraham. I guess just wording it that way made a difference in my thinking.
It does. It does. When you understand the names the way the Zohar expresses it, Avram is the soul before the soul comes into the body. Abraham is the soul after it comes into the body, but it's in the period before the Mashiach. It's in the period of the Tikkun, which is essentially our physical world as it is today. Sarah is a metaphor for the body. So Avram comes into Sarah, and that's when he becomes Abraham. Now Sarah bears Isaac, and Isaac is now the soul after the completion of the Tikkun. Rivka is the body after the completion of the Tikkun, which is why you will never find anywhere in the Bible, in the Torah, that Rivka dies. Because she represents the body that is resurrected and lives 1,000 years. The only way we know that Rivka dies is the Torah says that her handmaid Deborah, Devorah, dies. And that's in the parasha. I believe it's in Toldot, but it also could be Vayeshev. I don't remember. But not Vayeshev, but Vayishlach. I apologize. I don't remember which specifically it's coming in, but I'm giving you the understandings of what are these names metaphorically. I'm not explaining how the Zohar arrives at these metaphors, but just to give you the understanding. And it makes a very big difference when you read the stories to keep in mind what you're talking about.
I don't think we've ever heard that about Rivka, though, so that's a plus. I knew we had done these two, but I didn't feel like I should tell you that we needed to hear them again, so I'm glad we did.
I agree with you. I'm glad we did, too, because I wouldn't have taught whatever it is I was thinking or teaching, because it just the energy of the day changes, and the energy of what happens in this class changes, and depending on who arrives in the class, it changes.
Well, we started off with a lot.
Go ahead, Thomas.
We started off with a lot of laughter before you came in, so that was probably part of it.
That's definitely part of it. So you're telling me I have to listen to the tape again so I can listen to all the laughter?
No, I didn't say that. And see, I thought Miriam was Meryl. I was trying to introduce her to Malka. Anyway, it was a good introduction. We had a good laugh. It was more us being joyful for being able to be here. That was really
I understand it. I appreciate that. That it was joyful, and that's what it's all. That's really what life is about. So, thank you for that. We are out of time, and we will pick up tomorrow with verse 458, which is where I should have started today. So you all have a beautiful evening, and then if you do want to ask any questions, Wednesday nights we've been holding up as our questions and answers period. And lately we haven't been getting a whole lot of questions, so if somebody brings them, I would appreciate it. And if not, is there any particular subject you'd like to study in the Wednesday night 7 o'clock class? So keep all of that in mind, and hopefully we'll speak tonight. Shalom gadol to all.
Okay, I enjoyed the class. Thank you. Signing off. Miriam and Barbara are the same person, just so you don't get confused.
Shalom.
I kind of picked up on that, Barbara. Do you want us? Okay. Do you want us to call you Miriam? I didn't know that.
People usually call me Miriam.
Okay, then I will start to call you Miriam. I always knew you as Barbara, so I apologize.
Well, yeah. So my birth name was Barbara, and I used that when I worked at work, but at home and at school and all that, everyone calls me Miriam.
So, I will start calling you Miriam.
All right.
And one day Hannah will tell you all about her process of her names. So.
Okay, I have another one too, but I don't use it.
Shalom to all.
Thank you. All right.
Shalom. You're gonna have to explain that one to me.